This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. We continue bi idhnillahi ta'ala. Your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Project, we continue our explanation of the 40 ahadith of Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah, and our current discussion before the short ad break, hadith number 36, our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam stating that whoever relieves a difficulty from amongst the difficulties of this world, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will relieve a difficulty from him on Yawm Al-Qiyamah. You help and you assist and you relieve the difficulty from your fellow Muslim, Allah will remove a difficulty from you when? On Yawm Al-Qiyamah. And whoever eases matters, whoever gives the person who's in debt some extra time, or wipes away his debt, or helps him to settle his debt, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yassara Allahu alayhi fi dunya wal akhirah. Allah will make things easy for you in this dunya and in the hereafter, subhanallah. Whoever conceals a Muslim, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will conceal him, his errors, his sins in this world and in the hereafter. Then the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continues and states, Wallahu fi auni al-abd, ma kana al-abdu fi auni akhi. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in the assistance of the fellow Muslim for as long as you are in the assistance of your fellow brothers. Allah is helping the servant as long as the servant is helping his brothers. This is the virtue of helping one another, subhanallah. We find our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam numerous ahadith related to this matter. In fact, the previous ahadith that we had studied in the book, the 40 ahadith of Imam An-Nawawi also dealt with this matter. Hadith number 25, hadith number 26, the one who assists the fellow Muslim, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes things easy for him. Imagine, subhanallah, if you have the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine Allah is in your assistance. You know, we mention these words, but we don't ponder over it. Allah is helping me. Allah is helping me. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Once the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the companions, they were on a journey, and then they settled somewhere and some of them were fasting. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who were not fasting, they assisted and they helped to put up the camps, etc., etc. Then the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, ذهب المفطرون اليوم بالأجر, that those who were not fasting, they've taken away the rewards today. Not the ones who are fasting. The ones who were fasting, they sat down because they were tired. They didn't exert themselves. But they didn't get, you know, the greater reward. Rather, those who were not fasting and those who assisted, important, those who assisted in putting up the camps, etc., they're the ones who took the reward, subhanallah. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions the famous hadith reported by Imam al-Tabarani, خَيْرُ النَّاسِ أَنْفَعُهُمْ لِلنَّاسِ. The best of people are those who are most beneficial to people. The best of people are those who help people the most. The best of people are those who are most beneficial to fellow man, subhanallah. And they get what? They get the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once you had the great scholar Mujahid, he was with Abdullah ibn Umar. And he joined Abdullah ibn Umar because he wanted to make the khidmah of Abdullah ibn Umar during their travel. But he says, I joined him to make his khidmah, but in reality what happened was, Abdullah ibn Umar was making my khidmah. Subhanallah. Each one looking to help the other. Subhanallah, brothers and sisters. Then our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, وَمَنْ سَلَكَ طَرِيقًا يَلْتَمِسُ فِيهِ عِلْمًا سَهَّلَ اللَّهُ لَهُ بِهِ طَرِيقًا إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. Whoever seeks a path of knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make his path to paradise easy for him. Allah will make your path to paradise easy for him. We find that most of the commentators with regards to this hadith, most of them mention that ilm here means ilm of the deen. Ilm with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That knowledge related to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not all types of knowledge, but rather that knowledge related to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Although some others said, no, it includes all types of knowledge. Why? They said because the word ilm, it is mentioned in this hadith as a nakira, without an alif and a lam. It's an indefinite noun. And so some of them, because of that, they said, well, it includes all types of knowledge. But subhanAllah, we found that majority of the ulama, majority of the scholars stating, commentators stating, that what is meant by knowledge here is that knowledge which takes you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And take note, whoever seeks the path of knowledge, and this could be the physical path, walking, driving, moving towards that place of knowledge, sitting next to the scholars. It can also mean the non-physical path, and that would be reading, studying, memorizing, researching. All of these here technically mean that you are on the path of knowledge, and we are talking about beneficial knowledge, that knowledge which benefits, not the knowledge which does not benefit. Our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you protect me from knowledge which does not benefit. Allah mentions, innama yakhsha Allah min ibadihi al-ulama, verily, those who truly have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those who have knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With regards to seeking knowledge, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, مَن يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. Whoever Allah wants goodness for him, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him an understanding of the deen. Allah grants him an understanding of the deen, subhanallah. Doesn't mean if you have no understanding of the deen, Allah wanted evil for you. No. But rather the one who has knowledge of the deen, then that means Allah wanted good for him. Walhamdulillah. We found that we had various companions. Abdullah ibn Abbas, you know, he used to sit outside the houses of his teachers in the hot sun and wait for them to come out. And they would say to him sometimes, why did you come? You should let me know. I would come to you. You are the cousin of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'll come to you. He says, no, this is how we were taught to learn from our teachers, and I will come to you, O my teacher. Similarly, we find that that companion, Jabir ibn Abdullah, he traveled all the way to Egypt, 1 month's journey, just for one hadith from Abdullah ibn Unais. Traveled a distance of 1 month. 1 month, subhanAllah, just for one hadith from Abdullah ibn Unais. And numerous other companions, Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala, and numerous others, Abu Hurairah used to wake up at night to study, etc. As Yahya ibn Abi Kathir, he said, لا يستطاع العلم بِرَاحَةِ الْجِسْمِ, that knowledge cannot be sought with a lazy body. Knowledge cannot be sought with a body that, you know, just seeking play and enjoyment and ease all the time. You have to make an effort. You have to make an effort, subhanAllah. And with regards to seeking knowledge, there's obviously the aspect of fahm, understanding. Then there's also memorizing. Then there's also amal upon that knowledge. As the scholars, they mention, مواعظ الواعظ لن تقبل حتى تعيها نفسه أولا يا قوم من أظلم من واعظ خالف ما قد قاله في الملا أظهر بين الناس إحسانه وبارز الرحمن لما خلا. Who is worse than the Mawlana, the Sheikh, who always tells people to do the right thing, when in reality he doesn't follow what he says? He comes to people and he says good words, but in reality, when he is alone, he is the one who is the one who goes against those words. Allahumusta'an. لِمَ تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ كَبُرَ مَقْتًا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَن تَقُولُوا مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. Why do you say that which you don't do? It's a major matter with Allah that you say and you don't do. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us knowledge which is beneficial, and grant us practice upon that knowledge. That they say that hatafa al-ilmu bil-amal fa in ajabahu wa illa irtahal. That's knowledge should be followed up by action, and if it's not, then it will be lost. And then the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions, majtama'a qawmun fi baytin min buyuti Allah yatluna kitab Allah wa yatadarasuna baynahum, that there's no group of people who gather in the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, They recite from the book of Allah and they study it amongst themselves. Except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sends down His sakina upon them. Illa nazalat alayhimus sakina wa ghashiyatuhumur rahma, and mercy envelopes them. Wa haffatuhumul malaika, the angels surround them. Wa dhakarahumullahu fi man 'indah, and Allah makes mention of them in his gathering. Subhanallah. So four matters: sakina comes down, mercy comes down, angels surround you, and Allah makes mention of you. If you do what? If you gather and you study the noble Quran. So after mentioning seeking of knowledge, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions one of those important branches of knowledge, and that is the study of the Quran, the study of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's one of the best means to seeking that knowledge. خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَ رواه البخاري. The best of you are those who seek knowledge. The best of you are those who learn the Qur'an and teach it, subhanAllah. And what's the purpose? كِتَابٌ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ مُبَارَكٌ لِيَدَّبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ وَلِيَتَذَكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. That this book, it was sent down, revealed to you, full of blessings, that they may ponder over its verses, and that men of understanding might remember. It's for us to ponder, it's for us to practice, it's for us to learn from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for us to understand and then to apply, understand and apply. And the hadith mentions, مَجْتَمَعَ قُومٌ, No people gather in a house from amongst the houses of Allah except that this reward falls upon them. So this would include laymen, this includes the ulama, housewives, anyone and everyone. Whoever does so, then they stand to earn this reward. Walhamdulillah. And subhanAllah, this Quran is the best type of dhikr. It's the best type of dhikr. In huwa illa dhikru wa Qur'anun mubin. Verily, that this Qur'an, it is a reminder and it is a plain, clear Qur'an. Hada dhikr wa inna lil muttaqina la husna ma'ab. This is a reminder, a dhikr. And verily, for the pious is a good final return. This Qur'an is dhikr. It's the best of dhikr. And then the ulama discuss, they gather in a house from amongst the houses of Allah. What does this mean? Is it only the masajid? So some ulama mentioned, definitely it includes the masajid. They are the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't mention masjid. He said house from amongst the houses of Allah. So this would include any place built for the Quran study, any place, special for the Quran study would qualify, inshallah. And that's the opinion of Imam At-Tibi. And others said, it's not specific to any type of house or place, anywhere, wherever they are, even in an open field, if they sat there and they gathered to study the book of Allah, then this reward would apply upon them. Walhamdulillah. We find that some of the ulama of the opinion, like Imam Malik, Imam Ash-Shatibi and others, that when they gather and they study, so somebody reads, everybody listens. Somebody else reads, everyone listens. Somebody else reads, everyone listens. Maybe the teacher listens to all of them, and he corrects. But Imam Malik and Imam Ash-Shatibi disliked that everybody reads together in one voice. Everybody reads together in one voice. Imam Malik, we have some narrations from him that, he disliked this. And same with Imam Ash-Shatibi and others. And then, brothers and sisters, our Nabi, our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam states, "Man batta'a bihi 'amaluh lam yusri' bihi nasabuh." And before that, subhanAllah, before the matter of lineage, what comes down? Sakina descends, peace descends upon them. The angels descend upon them and around them. Allah makes mention of you, O Ahmed, O Suleiman, O Fatima. Allah makes mention of you in the heavens. Allah makes mention of you, Fatima, Ahmed, Suleiman, whoever else it might have been. يقول الله تعالى أنا عند ظن عبدي بي وأنا معه إذا ذكرني فإن ذكرني في نفسه ذكرته في نفسي وإن ذكرني في ملأ ذكرته في ملأ خَيْرٍ مِّنْهُمْ. Allah says, I am as my servant expects of me. I am with him when he mentions or remembers me. If he remembers me to himself, I mention him to myself. If he mentions me in a gathering, I make mention of him in a gathering which is better than his. Hadith where? Hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari and Sahih Muslim. فَذْكُرُونِي أذكركم, that remember me and I will remember you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, imagine that condition. Allah says, you remember me and I will remember you. لا يقعد قوم يذكرون الله عز وجل إلا حفتهم الملائكة وغشيتهم الرحمة ونزلت عليهم السكينة وذكرهم الله فيمن عنده. No people sit together remembering Allah except that the angels surround them, mercy covers them, tranquility descends upon them, and Allah makes mention of them to those in His presence. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our mention in the gatherings which are better than our own gatherings. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah. Then our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, Man batta'a bihi amaluh lam yusri' bihi nasabuh. Whoever his lineage, whoever is slowed down by his deeds, by his actions, will not be hastened forward by his lineage. If your actions don't take you forward, don't take you to paradise, then who your father was is not going to help you in the least bit. Allah mentions, Ya ayyuha an-nasu inna khalaqnakum min dhakari wa untha wa ja'alnakum shu'uban wa qabaila lita'arafu inna akramakum indallahi atqakum, O mankind. We have created you from a male and a female, and we have made you into nations and tribes so that you might recognize one another. Verily, 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 the most honorable of you with Allah is the one who has the most taqwa, the most taqwa. And Allah is all-knowing and all-aware. Surah Hujurat, subhanallah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah. Your father, your grandfather, your lineage, your country, your ethnicity, your color, your facial features, all of this here is not going to benefit you. Not going to benefit you, subhanallah. If your actions don't take you forward, this will not assist you in the least bit. لَعَمْرُكَ مَا الْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا بِنِينِهِ فَلَا تَتْرُكِ التَّقْوَى اتِّكَالًا عَلَى النَّسَبِ. That's insan is only by his deen, so do not leave taqwa and hold on to who your father and grandfather are. Islam has elevated Salman al-Farisi. وَقَدْ وَضَعَ الشِّرْكُ الشَّقِيُّ أَبَا لَهَبٍ. And the Islam has elevated Salman al-Farisi, the Persian, and وَقَدَ وَضَعَ, and has belittled and lowered the wretched one Abu Lahab, uncle of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But he was the wretched one, subhanallah. We find that our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he had mentioned, يَا مَعْشَرَ قُرَيْشِ اِشْتَرُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ لَا أُغْنِي عَنْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا. That, O gathering of the Quraysh, purchase your own souls, purchase for your own souls, because I cannot save you from Allah. Ya Bani Abd Manaf, la ughni ankum min Allahi shay'a. Ya Abbas ibn Abd al-Muttalib, la ughni anka min Allahi shay'a. Ya Safiyyata ammata Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la ughni anki min Allahi shay'a. Wa ya Fatimatu bint Muhammad, salini ma shi'at min mali, la ughni anki min Allahi shay'a. O gathering of the Quraysh, purchase your own souls, for I cannot save you from Allah. O tribe of Abd Manaf, I cannot save you from Allah. O Abbas ibn Abd al-Muttalib, I cannot save you from Allah. O Safiyya, the aunt of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I cannot save you from Allah. O Fatima, the daughter of Muhammad, ask me for what you will of my wealth, but I cannot save you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hadith reported in Sahih al-Bukhari. So your lineage, your father, whoever, will not take you forward if your actions do not do so. Subhanallah. Mullah Ali Qari, he mentions that most of the early ulama who left their legacy, whose legacies are alive up till today, most of them were from slave families originally, and look at how their legacies have been preserved, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah. With that, we come to the end of hadith number 36, mashallah. There are a few more fawaid from this hadith that we learn, that we should help and assist others. We should not ignore them. We shouldn't be taking our phones and taking pictures and videos. Rather, we should help them, subhanallah. Allahumma musta'an. how insan at times has become completely desensitized. Obviously, we should not help people in evil, in sin. And just as we should give the person who is in debt and cannot pay, just as we should give him time to pay, right, if he is finding it difficult, then similarly, subhanAllah, if you have the money and you owe somebody the money, then ensure that you pay up on time. Because if you don't, then that is zulm. You are the oppressor if you don't pay on time and you have the wealth. We also learn from this hadith that we should join ranks, we should assist one another, that lending somebody money is fantastic, wiping away the debt is even better, giving them time to pay is also something that we should do. And subhanAllah, we know that riba is something which is haram. So if I lend somebody money to assist them, I can only accept back, you know, what was loaned to them. Yes, over and above that, if the person wants to give a gift, if the person wants to give me a gift, where this is not some sort of arrangement between me and him, I was not expecting any gift and he gave me a gift, alhamdulillah, no problem with that, mashallah. Also in summary, that we should assist one another, the path to Jannah, one of the easy paths to Jannah, easy ways to Jannah is seeking of knowledge. We should gather and we should recite the Noble Quran. And the Noble Quran is the Kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And lastly, if your actions do not take you forward, then who, your father, mother, grandfather, your nasab, is not going to assist you in the least bit. Not going to assist you in the least bit. Allahu musta'an. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, with that we come to the end of this hadith, hadith number 36. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the best in this world and in the hereafter. We ask Allah to record our sitting, our learning, our studying in our scales of good deeds. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to assist us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us keys of goodness and not make us keys which open shar and evil. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us such that we assist our fellow brothers and sisters and fellow mankind. And we are not those who turn our necks away from them. We are not those who turn and show them our backs. Allahumma musta'an, Allahumma musta'an. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us khair and barakah. Hada wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka al-abdihi wa rasulihi nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.